In season 9, episode 14 of the Top Right Fantasy Football podcast, recorded on Monday, August 12th, we have some actual draft results that I have received from a contact via the Top Right Tour. We'll explain why the draft was so early, and we get to review that draft here on the podcast for some fun talking points. And perhaps that will generate some thoughts of your own as you get ready for your draft. And remember, if you have an early fantasy football draft, please send it to me, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. I'm excited to do this, tell you the story. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Hooters, 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area to serve you. For details, hours, and easy online ordering, for those 11 locations, visit originalhooters.com, originalhooters.com. Hooters, the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast for the last 8 seasons. Papa John's very kindly jumped in when we got this thing going, and I can't thank them enough, and they continue to help me with my Todd Wright Tour golf events, specifically Mike Lentz of the location over near West Chase Golf Club, where we host 2 of our annual golf events, one per calendar year. It's 2 per season that we host at West Chase Golf Club. Email write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Previous podcast, I answered an email about draft strategy if you have the last pick in round 1 and the first pick in round 2. And we had some fun with that. And this is based on input that I get from other fantasy players. So I'm looking at actual draft results. This is not a mock draft. Actual draft results from a group in the greater Tampa Bay area. And one of the players has played in one of my Todd Wright Tour events with his mom, who plays in just about every Todd Wright Tour event. And his mom was my guest at the Mike Allstott Foundation golf tournament at Bardmore earlier this calendar year. So this young man is very fortunate to have an awesome mom. And we were talking about his fantasy football league. And I basically asked, I guess she brought up, she posted a photo on her social media of her son with all of his friends doing a fantasy football draft. And I asked, why so early? Easy response. They're all going off to college. So this was their, and they did a live in-person draft, which obviously I love because that's what I do. So this was kind of their last chance to all get together before they're all taking the next step in their lives and going off to college. And I love that they did this. That's an early fantasy football draft. So they did this last weekend, like either Friday the 9th or Saturday the 10th. Somewhere around there is when they did this. And things can happen. Injuries can happen in preseason games, in camps, in scrimmages, in joint practices. The Lamb holdout isn't resolved. The Ayuk situation is not resolved. So there are some risks being taken, but I get why these guys did it, because it was their last chance to all be in the same room together. Good luck to all of you, because I know at least one of you will be listening to this. And good luck to all of you in your future endeavors as you head off to college. So I have their draft results. The defending champion picked 10th in this draft. It's a 12-team league. I didn't ask for a lot of other details, but I don't have other details from fantasyfootballcalculator.com mock draft data. We can't know every element of everything when evaluating players and looking at other draft data. We've just got to take it all in, and we've got to decide what is significant. So I have their draft recap, so let's enjoy what these guys did in their fantasy football league before they went off to college. And the young man who's the son of the woman who plays in my golf tournaments regularly, picked, ironically from the previous podcast, he picked in the transfer spot. So he's picking 12th in the first round. So their first round went Tyreek Hill, number one, who's sort of this year's Justin Jefferson. Last year it was McCaffrey or Jefferson going number one overall. That was the big question. This year it feels like McCaffrey or Tyreek Hill are going number one. Interestingly enough, in the fantasy football calculator mock draft data as of the time of this broadcast, Monday, August 12th, based on the mock drafts of over 600 others, Bijan Robinson was going second, little up from a week or so ago. Tyreek Hill, three. Breece Hall had dropped to five behind Ja'Marr Chase. But back to our draft results from this particular league. Let's just call it the, what do we call this league? Just for a reference point. We'll just call it a Todd Wright Tour connected league. Tyreek Hill one, Christian McCaffrey two, Bijan three, CeeDee Lamb four. You're counting on that to resolve in a positive way. Justin Jefferson, five.
Ooh.
Oh, I see that. I see we have a homer pick at sixth overall. DJ Moore. I haven't looked at this yet. DJ Moore went sixth overall. And then I looked at, and the mom apologized for the team names. But when I see that the person that drafted DJ Moore's team name is Bear Down, yeah. So that was a homer pick. Good luck with that. Bad value. Amon-Ra, 7. Ja'Marr Chase, 8th. So look at what the homer choice at 6 did for the person picking 7th and the person picking 8th. Basically handing them picks of better value in Amon-Ra and Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, getting Amon-Ra at 7 is about where he's going based on other mock draft data. Chase, that's a little lower, but I get it. Then Breece Hall at 9. Then the defending champion of this league, because I asked, who won this league last year? So the defending champion, I know the team name. I said it sounded like a truck stop candy bar, his team name. It's not dirty. I'm just not using it because he's the league champion. He takes a quarterback at 10. Okay, so when I tell you that a quarterback went off the board at 10, you're thinking, well, Jalen Hurts or Josh Allen or, he went ahead and went with Mahomes because maybe he had Mahomes last year. He's a Chiefs fan and no, none of those. And before you say Jaden Daniels, no, not him either. Went Jordan Love. There's no explanation for that pick. I hope it works out for him, but you could have gotten him later. Unless you know something I don't about someone else in your league, and then you let them take that risk. I owned Jordan Love last year in winning a Jimmy McGinty trophy. Picked him up on waivers late in the season, couldn't get him in the lineup ahead of Matt Stafford, who I also picked up on waivers late in the season. This is that Green Bay Packer team is still so young. While they finished strong last year as a team and from a fantasy standpoint, there's a lot of overvaluing going on here. In my opinion, there hasn't been a lot of consistency. And just because Love got that big contract doesn't mean he set it and forget it. So I don't like the picks at 6 and 10. It's not that I don't like the players. You just not in round one. Garrett Wilson, 11. That's about right. And then my Todd Wright Tour golfer's son takes Jonathan Taylor at 12, which we talked about in the previous podcast. Seems about right. Round two. So after he takes Taylor, he takes Gibbs at 13. So he goes back-to-back running backs there. Then Barkley. Okay, if I told you the second quarterback off the board, wow, what's going on in this league? If I told you the second quarterback went off the board, okay, what is he doing? This is the defending champion. So he drafts Jordan Love in the first round. And he takes another quarterback in the second round. CJ Stroud. He won the league last year. So either he has a strategy I've never heard of, or with all due respect to my friend's son and the other guys going off to college in this league, how are you not beating this guy? He went quarterback, quarterback in rounds one and two, and none of them are named Hurts, Allen, or Mahomes? Huh? Okay, I'll have to follow up with an email to get an explanation there. I might need to get this guy on the phone. But yeah, so he took Love 10th overall and Stroud 15th overall. But he won the league last year. And presumably is smart enough to actually get into college. A.J. Brown, 16th overall. That's very good value. Derrick Henry, 17th. Then Pacheco, 18th. Keenan Allen, 19th. There's your Bear homer. We all know one, right? Now, for those living in the greater Tampa Bay area, it's often the Buck homer. Although last year, the Buck homer pick was Mike Evans, right? That was the Buck homer pick. Couldn't have worked out better. Was one of the top maybe three pass catchers in all of fantasy football. Dave Wirth in our foundation league took him at 54th overall. And it worked out real well for Dave. But for the homer who's the Bear fan to go DJ Moore and then Keenan Allen, I mean, what's he going to do, take Caleb in the third round? I haven't looked. I hope I don't see Cole Kmet there. Or what, DeAndre Swift? We'll see. Devontae Adams, 20th overall. Puka, 21. That seems low for Puka. Good pick. Brandon Ayuk, 22. Ironically, the person that took Brandon Ayuk, the team name, so I guess he didn't update it with the system, is Kyle's mind-blowing team. Yeah, Brandon Ayuk is blowing Kyle Shanahan's mind as we speak. Travis Kelce, 23, then Mahomes, 24. Okay, on to the third round. We won't go too much further. Mike Evans, 25. That's about right. End of round two, top of round three. Debo, 26. Kyren, 27. That seems low. At that point, yeah, I'm real interested in Kyren Williams. Because I don't know if I can take him as a round one back. But as a round three back, yeah. Famous line from Gordon Gekko, played by Michael Douglas in the movie Wall Street. At one point, he's on the phone with someone talking about a deal. And I think he says, I loved it at 60. It's an insult at 70. Kyren Williams. I love it as a third round pick. I'm not insulted by it being a first round pick, but same thing. Travis Etienne, 28. Based on the first half of last year, Etienne could be significantly productive. But can he maintain it for a full season? Achan, 29. I called it The Homer Bear fan took DeAndre Swift at 30. Oh. James Cook, 31. Joe Mixon, 32. Drake London, 33. Marvin Harrison, 34. So, to the defending champ. So, the defending champ goes rookie quarterback. I'm sorry, no. He goes quarterback, but Jordan Love. Then quarterback again, C.J. Stroud. Then takes a rookie wide receiver. Reminder, he won the league last year. Chris Olave, 35. Jalen Waddle, 36. To my Todd Wright Tour player's son, who then at 37, I love that pick of Stephon Diggs, first pick in the fourth round. Love it. Love it so much. Want to take it out to dinner. That's how much I love that Stephon Diggs pick. But why is Stephon Diggs going off the board before Josh Allen? Even though they don't play together anymore. We'll see if Josh Allen comes up. Nope, not in this round. Because the bear down guy took Caleb Williams in the fourth round. He's going to run out of bears. Josh Jacobs, 38. Cooper Kupp, 39. Alvin Kamara. First time this year we've mentioned him on the podcast at 40. Maybe it's not the first time we mentioned him on the podcast. Our first podcast, we reviewed the top 50 overall. And I might have mentioned him in Matthew Berry's top 200. I didn't do all 200. Then Michael Pittman, Sam LaPorta, Caleb Williams, gosh, Nico Collins, Anthony Richardson at 45 for a team called the AR-15s. So that's a homer pick. Gator fan, gotta be. Why would a Colts fan be living in the greater Tampa Bay area? I do know of some. This is a fun podcast to do. Devontae Smith, 46. Lamar Jackson goes 47. Raheem Mostert, 48. I got to do round five to see what the Bear Homer did. 49, George Kittle. 50, Aaron Jones. There's Josh Allen at 51. So, well, Allen went before Hurts. But Lamar, Mahomes, Love, Caleb, Stroud all go off the board before. Their quarterbacks are way out of order. DK Metcalf, 52. Rashad White, 53. Bear down takes Cole Kmet, 54. I'm going to have to look at who's left. Is he going to take Adunze in the sixth round as the next best bear? Kenneth Walker, the third, 55. There's Jalen Hurts at 56. Trey McBride, then Brian Robinson. Okay, I've killed the defending champion in this podcast. I do like that Brian Robinson pick. Might be a little high, but obviously he's trying to catch up now because he didn't get any running backs or wide receivers with his first two picks, and I know what took Harrison with his third pick. So he's catching up with the running backs and feels, you know, Robinson. The problem with Robinson is he's going to lose some yardage and goal to go touches to Jaden Daniels. Kyler Murray, 59, Mark Andrews, 60. My friend's son takes Tua as his quarterback at the top of the sixth round at 61. We got to do it, right? We got to see what the Bear Homer did in the next round. Yes, we called it. He took Adunze. What did the defending champion do? The defending champion took Tank Dell, so he stacks Tank Dell with C.J. Stroud, although Stroud technically isn't his QB1. That's Jordan Love. Round seven, Brandon Aubrey goes off the board. Okay. All right. What are we doing here? Does the Bear Homer take his kicker in round seven? No, he took Khalil Herbert. You got to be kidding me. Okay. I just got to fast forward here now. Round eight. Okay. There's that. Yeah, round 8, the Bear homer took the Bear defense. I'm sure round 9, he takes the Bears kicker. No, he took Gerald Everett. Why is this guy even in the league? I'm sure he's a good friend. Well, I'm sure you guys like having him in the league because he never wins. Okay, Gerald Everett. Then, yes, he takes Cairo Santos. He's running out of Bears. Rashawn Johnson. Maybe he doesn't run out of Bears. Round 12, he actually took Tyson Bagent. The only people taking Tyson Bagent in fantasy drafts are the defending champ in this league and Tyson Bagent's immediate family. And we'll stop there because I think that's all I got. No, there is more. Yeah, it does go on from there. Okay, that was fun. So thank you to my friend who plays in Todd Wright Tour events and a good friend outside Todd Wright Tour events and her son for sending me those draft results to talk about here on the podcast. Wow. And good luck to all you guys going off to college. I'm going to reach out and see if I can contact the defending champion on his strategy of picking quarterbacks in the first and second round, none of them named Allen, Mahomes, or Hurts, or even Daniels. How about that? Send me your draft results. If you guys are drafting early, all right, send them to me. Love to know who was the defending champ. And pulling some stuff out of there that we can talk about. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters, and we will talk to you next time.